Verse 1. Then he came to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a certain Jewish woman who believed, but his father was Greek. Verse 2. He was well spoken of by the brethren who were at Lystra and Iconium. Verse 3. Paul wanted to have him go on with him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in that region, for they all knew that his father was Greek. Verse 4. And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decree to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. Verse 5. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily. Verse 6. Now when they had gone through Phrygia and region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. 7. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go in Bithynia, but Spirit did not permit them. Verse 8. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Tauras. Verse 9. And in a vision appeared to Paul in the night, a man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." 10. Now after he has seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Amen. So this passage here talk about how it's just a little session of Paul's journey, missionary journey.
这里讲到很短的一段是保罗传福音的路程。
But actually, from this portion of missionary journey, we take a look at his direction, the places that he is going to, and we can also see the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
从这短短一段，我们可以看到他去的几个地方和圣灵怎么样带领他。
So, what is the outlook of Paul?
所以保罗的人生观是什么?
Let's take a look at how in verse 1 he has returned to Lystra.
从第一节我们看到他到了路斯德。
And there he met Timothy.
在那里碰到了提摩太。
Now, coming to Lystra is actually something not easy to do.
来到路斯德对保罗来说不是简单的。
Now this is a place that Paul has been before.
保罗有到过这个地方。
So, the reason why he wanted to go there is because he wanted to visit the brothers to see how they are doing.
他要再一次回去，因为要再去看那边的弟兄姐妹，看他们如何。
Back then, there's no Skype, no telephone, and even sending a letter is very difficult.
在那时候没有网络，不能视讯，送一封信也很困难。
So, in Paul's heart, he actually cared very much about the brothers and sisters.
在保罗的心中，他非常的顾念那边的弟兄姐妹。
Not only does he often intercede for them,
他不只常常的为他们代祷。
He really want to go and see them.
他也很想要到那边看他们。
好, so that is in chapter 15, verse 36.
是从十五章的三十六节开始。
好, so that's what Paul is saying. Let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they are doing.
这里保罗对巴拿巴说，我们可以回到从前宣传主道的各城，看往弟兄姐妹近况如何。
Every city, everywhere that he has been to, previously he wanted to go see them. To see the brother and sister who have received the word of God. He wanted to see them now, how they are doing.
他要回到他从前传过道的每一个城市，不是要去看城市，而是要看那边弟兄姐妹，看他们近况如何。
And then the first thing here, chapter 16, the first place he come back to is this Derbe and Lystra.
从十六章第一节，他回到第一个地方是特比和路斯德。
And especially this Lystra is, like we have mentioned, is not an easy place to go back to.
路斯德，我们刚刚讲过。对他来说不是一个简单的地方。
What is our impression of Lystra?
我们对路斯德的印象是什么?
This is the place where Paul was heavily persecuted.
在这个地方保罗从前被很严重的
逼迫。
很严重的逼迫。
好, this was recorded in Acts chapter 14.
这是记载在《使徒行传》14章。
Starting from verse 8.
从第八节开始。
In fact, the first time when Paul come to this Lystra, a miraculous sign was shown.
保罗第一次来到路斯德的时候，有一个神迹。
Paul saw this person who was a cripple, and he say aloud to him, "Get up and walk on your feet."
保罗看到一个生来瘸腿的，就对他说：“你起来，两脚站直。
”And then that person really get up and walk.
那个人就站起来行走了。
At that time, the people, the whole city, they were so amazed. Wow, this is what they say is God amidst men.
那时候的人都很惊讶，大声说：“这是神。”借着人形降临在我们中间。
And at that time, Barnabas and Paul, they were distressed because they tear their clothes even, and to tell them, brother, we are men just like you, and we are not God.
在那时候，巴拿巴和保罗听到的时候，他们很伤心的撕裂衣裳，因为告诉他们说，我们和你们一样。
We are here to preach to you, the power that is doing this work, that is Lord Jesus Christ and His gospel.
我们是要来给你们传福音这个。可以行神迹的这个力量是我们天上的神。
So it seems in the beginning the work there is going quite okay. I mean, these people respected them very much.
所以一开始好像这些人都对他们很敬重。
But quickly it turned very bad.
可是很快的就情况不好了。
In verse 19.
19节开始。
The Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there and have persuaded the multitude. They stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead.
在那时候，那边的犹太人从安提亚和以哥念来，说服众人，把保罗拖出去，用石头打。
没有，是打完才拖。They stoned him first.Somehow this multitude is very easily, persuaded. And so they turned so quickly and actually stoned Paul wanting to kill him. And they thought he was dead, so they dragged him out to this outside.
这些群众很快的被说服了，就用石头打保罗，以为他死了，便拖到城外。
So this actually, it left a deep...impression in Paul's heart.
这个在保罗的心里有很深刻的印象。
There are many difficulties that he faced in his life.
他在生命中面对过很多困难。
Shipwreck.
在海上。
海难。
有海难。
Also met with many times 40 whips minus one.
还有被鞭打40少一次。
But particularly this incident is especially hard to bear.
可是这一次的经验对他来说很困难。
They stoned him until they thought he died. He's laying there already, and then they drag him out of the city.
他们用石头打他，直到他以为他死了之后，才把他拖出城外。
So Paul, when he's recounting his difficulties.
当保罗在数算他过去的困难。
He particularly talk about this incident.
他尤其提起了这件事情。
Let's take a look at 2 Timothy.
我们看提摩太后书。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 11.
提摩太后书第三章第十一节。
2 Timothy 3 verse 11.
第三章十一节。
Persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecution I endure, and out of them,All the Lord delivered me.
以及我在安提亚、以哥念、路斯德所遭遇的逼迫、苦难，我所忍受的何等的逼迫，但从这一切苦难中，神都把我救出来了。
So when Paul is recounting his ministry, he remembered these places is especially tough.
当保罗在回想他过去传福音的道路，他想到这几个地方是很困难的地方。
So let's come back to Paul's outlook of life.
那我们回到保罗的人生观。
So when Paul wanted to go back and see the brothers,
当保罗要回去看那边的弟兄
，He know this place is very difficult.
他知道这个地方对他会很困难。
He know other places maybe a little bit easier.
他知道其他地方可能比较简单。
But his mindset is I'm going to every place.I want to visit all the brothers that I have seen before.
可是他的心智是我要回到每一个城市，我要看所有的弟兄。
He can pick and choose.
他可以有选择。
He can, I'll just, you know what, I'll see the ones that's easier locations.
他可以说我只选择比较简单的几个城市。
And no one can fault him for that because he's doing God's work. He's going in that direction.
没有人可以说他的不好，因为他其实也是依照神的灵在做。
But then he would rebuke himself.
可是他会责备自己。
Why am I only choosing the easy one?
我为什么只选择了简单的地方？
Am I trying to avoid the hard one?
我是不是在逃跑那些困难的地
方？ Nobody knows.
可是没有其他人知道。
Except him.
只有他自己。
And of course, God also knows.
当然神也知道。
So for Paul, he decided to see every brother and sister that he has visited before, and he started off with this place.
所以保罗有心智要去看他每一个从前传道的每一个城市，他从这个地方开始。
Actually, he came to many places, but he did not avoid this place, Lystra. He still come to this place, Lystra.
他之前也去过许多城市，可是他没有越过这个地方。
I don't know how Paul felt at that time when he came back to this city.
我不知道保罗回到这个城市是有什么感受。
Probably he reminded him of the time when he was being stoned to death almost.
他一定会。
Indeed, he was like dying on the ground, and people dragged him out.
他一定会想到那时候他被石头打到躺在地上好像死了，人家把他拖出去。
So from this incident, just by this choice alone, to make this choice is a difficult choice, and that requires an outlook of life or a principle and a purpose that is God-centered.
保罗要回到这个城市的这个决定是一个很困难的决定，他要做这样的决定必须要有一个以神中心的人生观。
It really comes down to your willingness to serve God.
这一切是从我们愿不愿意服侍神开始。
好， when Paul is willing to serve God,
因为保罗愿意服侍神，
he's willing to give all that he has to serve God.
他愿意把他一切所有的来服侍神。
He is even willing to give out his life to serve God.
他宁愿把自己的生命舍去来服侍
神。So even though it is very difficult ahead of him,
虽然前面的路程很困难，
he's still willing to go.
可是他还是愿意去。
In his heart, he overcome that fear and that pain.
在他的心里，他可以胜过这些伤心的事情。
But when he actually get there,
可是当他来到这个城市的时候，
he actually tastes the grace of God.
他尝到神的恩典。
This time, he was not persecuted. It didn't talk about he gets stoned again.
这里没有讲到他又被逼迫或是又被石头打。
This time actually he met somebody.
这时候他碰到了一个人。
He met Timothy here.
他碰到了提摩太。
And Timothy eventually, he built a really good relationship with Timothy.
之后他与提摩太有一个很好的关系。
Here, Timothy particularly, we know that he called Timothy to be his son.
我们知道之后他称提摩太为他的儿子。
Let's take a look at 2 Timothy.
我们看提摩太后书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Chapter 1, verse 2.
第一章第二节。
Particularly says, to Timothy, a true son in faith.
写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太。
1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 2.
提摩太前书第一章第二节。
And also 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 2. So one is...True son in faith, and the other one is beloved son.
他两次称提摩太，第一次是因信主做我真儿子的提摩太，他又称他为亲爱的儿子提摩太。
好， so this is someone that is very important in Paul's life.
在保罗的生命中，提摩太是占了很重要的
部分。If you're just thinking about son.
如果我们只想到儿子
in a way, you know, in the Bible, it talk about son as an inheritance that God has given to the father.
圣经讲到儿子是神给父亲的一个产业。
Son is the blessing that God give to the father. Of course, daughter as well.
儿子是神给父亲的一个祝福。
So when you have a son, it's you experience the love of God. You are very joyful.
所以有一个儿子。对一个父亲来说，他感到非常的喜乐。
You feel the blessing of God very much.
你可以感受到神的祝福。
And particularly here, Timothy to Paul is a true son and is a beloved son.
这里提摩太对保罗来说，他是一个真儿子，也是一个亲爱的儿子。
Even though it's not a biological son.
虽然不是肉身的儿子。
Oh, so when Paul came to Lystra, knowing potential difficulty, but when he come here, God rewarded him in a way with this son.
保罗来到路斯德，虽然他知道这个城市会对他很困难，可是他还是来到神就奖赏他，给他一个提摩太，像他儿子一样。
Huh. So this is, if you consider this, is God really look into a person's heart?
如果我们可以思考这件事情，我们知道神真的在看穿人的心。
Yeah, you choose something that you know is right, but it's difficult. But when you put your heart to it, then God rewards, God responds.
如果我们选择一个我们知道是困难可是是对的选择，神会看到我们的心，会同样的奖赏我们。
And this can be many aspects of our life. For example, if you choose not to work on Saturday,
这可以在我们生活的很多方面可以应用。譬如说，如果我们选择在安息日不工作。
Oh, I think there is many examples that we can think of. And for every one of us, it may be something different.
对我每个人来说，可能是不同的选择。
好 ，and particularly, so let's come back to this Timothy here.
我们回到提摩太。
So Paul called Timothy his true son. What does that mean?
保罗称提摩太为他真儿子。
Now, for if you think about the relationship of father and son,
如果我们想一个父亲和儿子的关系
，obviously, the son will be like the father.
当然这个儿子会像父亲。
In fact, that is how when God created mankind, that was his purpose.
当神创造人的时候，这是他的，这是
God's purpose.
神的意思、
yeah.
神的目的。
So when God created Adam, he created Adam in his own image.
当神创造亚当的时候，他是照自己的形象造的。
So and of course, biologically, you know, the son, born, the son will look like the parents.
所以当
Mostly.
所以当然如果是肉身的儿子会像父亲。
But what is even more important is that passing on of God's image.
可是更重要的是要把神的形象传下去。
But that's why you know, we talk about this very often is to have children in a family, it's important to pass on that faith, pass on that image of God.
我们常常讲到在家里有孩子的时候，我们需要很努力的把这个信仰传承下去。
So,Timothy as called the Paul considered Timothy as his true son.
保罗称提摩太为他的真儿子。
It doesn't mean they look alike. Probably they look actually probably look very different because Timothy's father is actually a Greek.
不表示他们长得很相似，因为我们知道提摩太的父亲是希腊人，所以他们一定长得很不一样。
Oh, you can hair color can be all different.
可能头发或眼睛颜色不一样。
好、oh, ，the face feature is quite different, and it's noticeable different too, because yeah.
他们的轮廓一定很明显的不一样。
But what is the reason why it's called son is because he passed on to Timothy the image of God.
可是他为什么称他为儿子？因为他把神的形象传承了下去。
He passed on to him the outlook of his life.
他传承了给提摩太他人生观。
Let us take a look at first.Let's see here. Second Timothy, actually.
我们看提摩太后书。
Second Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 10.
第三章第十节。
Okay. Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 10. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith,Long-suffering, love, perseverance.
十节，但你已经服从了我的教训、品行、志向、心智、宽容、爱心、忍耐。
So this is, if you read these words, each one, it's actually describe Paul's outlook of life.
如果我们读这每一个词都都跟保罗的人生观有关。
Oh, and these all he passed onto Timothy.
他把这些都教导了提摩太。
And Timothy received it into his heart.
提摩太接受了又收在心中。
Huh, and that is why Timothy is really have the image of Paul, so to say, and which is the image of God, of Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是为什么提摩太会很像保罗，也就是很像基督。
Now that's why Paul is actually a true son of Lord Jesus Christ, and Timothy is a true son of Paul.
保罗是耶稣基督的真儿子，提摩太也是保罗的真儿子。
Because, yeah, we'll come to that. But particularly here, it says, carefully follow the doctrine of Paul. But then obviously, this doctrine of Paul is not Paul invented, but Paul received it from Lord Jesus Christ.
这里他很小心的遵守遵守服从的这些教训，当然这些教训不是保罗的，是基督的。
But he continued to talk about manner of life, the way how he lived his life.
他又讲到志向，
品行 yeah. And then the purpose, his direction.
他的志向，他的方向。
A life that is God-centered, the direction, the choice that's made that is God-centered.
他的志向是有所有的在所有决定中是神为中心。
It is because of this purpose.That's why Paul chose to go to Lystra, where it is difficult for him. Because
Paul 有这个志向，他才决定要到路斯德，虽然他知道这个很困难。
Oh, and then he continues as faith, long-suffering, love, and perseverance.
他继续讲到信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐。
Now, faith and love, this is something that we talk about very much already.
信心和爱心我们已经常常提过。
But here, there are two particular terms. One is long-suffering, and one is perseverance.
这里还讲到其他的两个词，就是宽容和忍耐。
I was trying to think, you know, what is the difference between these two?
我在想说这两个有什么不一样。
Long suffering and perseverance, do they not? It seems very similar.
宽容和忍耐好像很类似。
But as I think about it a little bit more and I do some concordance research, I have the impression that long suffering is more towards bearing with one another in the Lord.
当我在查考其他的参考的时候，我发觉宽容比较是关于人和人之间的宽容。
好 ，when brother and sisters they maybe offend you or something that make you unhappy, you endure it in a way with long suffering.
如果在弟兄姐妹中间有不和气的事情发生，那我们是以宽容来忍耐。
Yeah, and perseverance is more towards.Outsiders, when you go out to preach and people persecute you, and much like what happened to Paul, people stone him because he's preaching the word of God, then that is perseverance.
忍耐的对象是对教会以外的人，譬如说如果我们传福音，保罗传福音的时候众人要丢石头打死他，这个他就要忍耐。
So perseverance is more towards suffering because of the word of God when you are preaching.
忍耐是要忍耐因我们传神的福音而遭到的逼迫的忍耐。
And this long suffering is the suffering that you have by bearing with one another.
宽容就是在弟兄姐妹之中要互相的谅解。
的时候的一个苦难，的一个苦楚。对 ，so you feel suffering when you bear with one another. That is long suffering.
我们在要互相宽容的时候会感到这个苦楚。
And it's very interesting how the English word says long suffering. It's not short suffering, it's a long suffering.
在英文这个是有长时间的意思。
But when you meet with outsiders, I mean, you will not always deal with them, right? This last time Paul was here in Lystra, he was stoned. But this time come back, these people who stoned him is nowhere to be found, or it did not appear.
如果我们是对外的人的话，我们不是会长时间的跟他们有交流。譬如说，保罗在路斯德之前碰到丢他石头的人，这一次回来就没有看到他们
了。But towards our own brother and sister, bearing with one another is a long process.
可是对我们主内的弟兄姐妹要有包容的心，这是一个很长的过程。
So that is why English is very interesting. It's called long suffering.
所以在英文的词有要时间很长的意思。
But this is the outlook of Paul.
这是保罗的人生观。
Paul realized these are important to him.
保罗了解这些都对他都是很重要的。
And now it's not only he holds these things, he actually passed it already to Timothy, and Timothy carefully observe and follow these things.
保罗不止把自己的生命用这些来做教训，他也把这些传给了提摩太。
So hopefully through reading, you know, and feeling and try to experience Paul's manner of life, determination, long suffering, perseverance, love, faith, we can maybe partake some of these outlook as well for ourselves.
我们在学习保罗的生活和观察到他的品性、志向。信心、爱心、宽容和忍耐的时候，我们也可以把这些转用在我们的生活上。
Because these outlook actually Paul received from our Lord Jesus Christ.
这些生活的志向是保罗从耶稣基督领受的。
Okay, let's come back to Book of Acts chapter 16.
我们回到《使徒行传》十六章。
Now, Book of Acts chapter 16, we talk about the first portion already, huh? That how he came to Lystra.
我们讲到第一段，他如何了回到路斯德。
So at this place, he met with Timothy, even though it's difficult, he come back. Not only do he want to see the brother and sister, there's also one thing that it's important for him to do here.
我们已经讲到他如何虽然心里有这样的困难，还是回到了路斯德，又碰到了提摩太。
The reason also why he want to see every brother and sister, not only because he long for them, but actually, one more thing is that he want to pass to them, the meeting result from Jerusalem, the decree to for them to keep in verse 4.
他回去不只是要见过当初去的每个城市的弟兄姐妹，他也要回去把耶路撒冷使徒和长老所定的条规交给门徒遵守。
Oh, because they were being sent to go out to these churches in the Gentile land to let them know about the resolution and the meeting of Jerusalem.
他们被派到各城市的外邦的地方，要跟那边的信徒讲。
And when these members receive the decrees,
当这些信徒收到了这些规条,
if you take a look at the result in verse 5,
我们看第五节的,
having these decrees, the church was strengthened in faith and increased in number daily.
第五节讲到结果就是, 于是众教会信心越发坚固, 人数天天加增。
So this is something that is the purpose of Paul, is to strengthen the church in that place.
这个是保罗的志向，就是要在每个地方坚固那边的教会。
And for Paul, if you take a look, he's very active.
如果我们看保罗，他是
很主
动
的。He keeps on going.
他一直的走下去。
And he planned as well. I want to go here. Next, I want to go there. And even this is difficult, I will still go there.
他也有一个他这个路程的计划，虽然他下一个地方可能是困难的，他还是照样的去。
But as we study the Book of Acts, we realize Book of Acts is not just the people, the apostles, but also the Holy Spirit guiding them, working together.
当我们在查考《使徒行传》，我们看到不只是那边的使徒有工作，我们看到圣灵也是同样的带领。
Also, the second portion from verse 6 to 10, we can actually see how Paul and the Holy Spirit work together.
从第二段六节到第十节，我们可以看到保罗和圣灵如何的一起工作。
Or how Paul was guided by Holy Spirit in his ministry.
保罗在他的传福音的路程当中如何被圣灵带领。
There are three things that happened here.
这边发生了三件事情。
There are two times the Holy Spirit forbid them to preach in Asia. They tried to go to Bithynia, the Spirit did not permit them again. Two times the Spirit stopped them.
有两次圣灵禁止他们到一个地方传福音，禁止他们到亚细亚，又禁止他们往比推尼。
And then the third time, the Holy Spirit, you know, show a vision to them, to go to Macedonia.
在第三次圣灵给他们一个意象，叫他们去马其顿。
And this here, we can see the guidance of Holy Spirit very clearly in this place.
这里我们可以很清楚地看到圣灵的带领。
But we can also see how did Paul react to the guidance of Holy Spirit?
我们也可以看到保罗在圣灵的带领下如何的反应。
Now obviously, when Holy Spirit says, go here, then Paul right away immediately wants to plan to go to Macedonia.
当然圣灵指示他要去马其顿的时候，他随即的想要去马其顿。
But before the Holy Spirit voice out where to go,
可是在圣灵出生之前
Paul has a plan.
保罗已经有一个计划。
Paul knows what is the purpose of God is general plan is to bring salvation to as many people as possible.
保罗已经知道神的大计划是要使众人得救。
And to prosper the church that has already been established.
也要兴旺已经建立的教会。
So Paul wants to go to Asia, not to tour, to preach the word of God there.
但保罗已经计划要去亚细亚，不是要观光，而是要去那边传福音。
So it's good, but the Holy Spirit stopped them because God's plan is for him to eventually go to Macedonia.
虽然这是好的，可是圣灵禁止了他这样做，因为神计划是要他去马其顿。
It doesn't mean going to Asia to preach is bad.
不表示去亚细亚传道是错的。
It's just the case that God's will is higher than man's will. God would like Paul to go to Macedonia at that time because there are people there that needs preaching.
可是因为神的意念高过我们的意念，所以那时候神的意思是要他去马其顿。
So here we actually see two things.
这里我们看到了两件事情。
Man's duty.
人的
本
责任本分。
And God's guidance.
和神的带领。
The duty of man is to be active.
人的本分是要主动。
Yeah, being proactive in walking forward towards prospering the church of God.
主动的向前工作，为了要兴旺神的教会。
If this is biblical,
如果这是依照圣经，
it is good,
是好的。
In your eyes and in people's eyes,
在你的眼中和在人的眼中是好的。
Then we should go ahead and do it.
那我们就应该继续这样
做。If God would like us to do something else,
如果神希望我们做其他的事情，
then that time the Holy Spirit will stop.
在那时候，圣灵就会出
声禁止。Or what you do will not be successful.
或者是我们所要做的就不会成功。
Then we know, this is not the will of God.
我们就会知道这不是神的意思。
It doesn't mean it's wrong.
不表示这是错的。
Just like how Paul wanted to go to preach in Asia, it doesn't mean that is wrong.
就像保罗要去亚细亚讲道，这不是错的。
But then now you know, this is not the will of God.
可是我们就知道这不是那时候神的旨意。
Only after you put in everything that you have.
可是要发现，之前我们必须要自己努力。
So one of the application is we can think about is the church that we are trying to look for at this time.
一个应用的方法，我们可以想我们现在想要找的教会。
Is this biblical to expand or to find a bigger place?
要找一个新的教会或是找更大的教堂是依照圣经吗？
And then the next part is what can we do?
下一个部分就是我们自己可以做
什么。Are we doing what we can do?
我们是不是有尽力的做我们可以做的。
To go forward.
来往前。
In things that people see is good. This is also very important.
还有在大家眼中看为对的事情。
If we take a look at Romans.
我们看罗马书。
12.
罗马书12章。
12 verse 17.
罗马书12章17节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 17.
罗马书十二章十七节。
The second part says, "Have regard for good things in the sight of all men."
十七节的下半段说，众人以为美的事要留心去做。
So the last time when we had a meeting, we did not pass to purchase that church.
上一次我们开了临时信徒大会，我们没有决定去买这个会堂。
And that decision came out. It's a decision made by the many people.
就是所有的会众所做的决定。
And when that many people has voice, it needs to be heard, just like us according to here. If this is something that most people, for whatever reason, location, price, they don't think it's appropriate, then it's okay, we don't go forward.
因为这是众人所发出的意见，所以我们要听从，虽然每个人的原因可能不一样。
But that's as we continue forward, weOne and individually, we do what we can forward.
当我们要继续找的时候，我们每一个人都要尽自己的力量来做。
And when if this come out to be something that most people don't like, then we stop there.
可是如果这个最后是大部分人都不希望的事情，那我们就可以停止。
Or even if everybody wants to go forward.
或就算每个人都要都赞同的话。
But then eventually something happened that it did not go through.
可是最后有某些事情发生，让我们不能成功的买下。
Then at that time we know, it's the will of God because we've done our part and it was stopped.
在那时候，我们就会知道这不是神的旨意，因为我们已经尽力了，可是神阻止了。
So this is how I at that time the apostles, the disciples, they work with the will of God or the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
在那时候，使徒就是这样子，与圣灵的带领来做工。
There are two ways that the Holy Spirit guide them.
在那时候，圣灵用两种方式来
带领他们。One is as they trying to go forward in doing something that is good and that is biblical, then the Holy Spirit stopped them or it did not success. Then, they know that's not the will of God.
一个方面是他们在很主动的努力在做一件事情的时候，圣灵没有让他们成功，或者是阻止了他们，他们就知道了。
And sometimes when they are working, God show them a different direction, then they go towards that direction.
或是他们已经在做的时候，神让他们看到了另外一个方向，他们就走向这个新的方向。
Oh, so this is something that we should consider from the book of Acts.
这是从使徒行传我们可以学习的。
It is not the case that we sit and wait for the will of God.
我们不是只要坐着等待神的旨意。
We need to find out what is something that I can do for the church of God.
我们要找出我们每一个人可以为神的教会做什么样的事。
And when we have purpose the direction,
当我们心里有这个志向
and start working,
开始工作
then God will guide us.
神就会带领我们。
Maybe God will stop us. Oh, not this way.
可能神会阻止我们，告诉我们不是这个方向。
But that is also fine.
可是这也是可以的。
It doesn't mean you're doing something wrong.
这不表示我们做了错的事情。
Just like Paul, he wants to preach in Asia. That is a very good thing. God remember his heart.
就像保罗他要去亚细亚传福音，这不是错的，神还是纪念他的心。
But God stopped him, he said you should go do something else.
可是神阻止了他，告诉他你应该要去这个地方。
Oh, so this is something, hopefully, for our mutual encouragement, something that we see from the book of Acts, at that time when the Holy Spirit is guiding the church.
这个从使徒行传我们可以学习到圣灵那时候如何带领他们的教
会。We learn about Paul's mindset and outlook of life.
我们学习到保罗的人生观和人生的志向。
好 ，and then we also see how he worked together so closely with the Holy Spirit.
我们也看到他如何很跟圣灵很亲密的工作。
So let's sing him.
我们唱诗。
392。
392首。
It may not be on the mountain's height or over the stormy sea. It may not be at the battle's front, my love will have need of me.But if by the still small voice he calls to path I do not know, I'll raise the dear Lord with my hands in high. I'll go where you want me to goMountain or plain or sea, I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be. Perhaps today there are loving words whichJesus would have me speak. There may be now in the depth of sin some wonder whom I should seek. O Savior, if thou wilt be my guide, though dark and rugged the way, my voice shall echo the message sweet. Say what you want me to say. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord. Mountain or plain or sea, I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to surely somewhere a lowly place in earth hovers filled so wide, where I may labor through life short day for Jesus the crucified. So trusting my woe unto thy care, I know thou lovest me. I'll do thy will with a heart sincere. I'll be what you want me to be. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, or mountain or plain or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be.
There are three things here. I'll go where you want me to go. I will say what you want me to say, and I'll be what you want me to be.
这里讲到三件事情，你要我去哪里我就去哪里，你要我说什么我就说什么，你要我怎么样做我就会怎么样做。
Actually, the question is not, is it too difficult? Can I really do it?
问题不应该是这个困不困难，我有没有能力做。
The question is, are we willing to do it?
可是问题应该是我们愿不愿意做。
If we are willing,
如果我们愿意。
Then the Holy Spirit will guide us.
那圣灵就会带领我们。
The Holy Spirit will empower us.
圣灵会加给我们力量。
To do according to His will.
让我们可以依照他的旨意来做。
So that is, it's not a matter of how difficult it is.
问题不是这件事情有多困难。
The question only is, are you willing?
问题只是我们愿不愿意。
好，to go where God would like us to go.
要到神愿意我们去的地方。
It could be mountain, plain, or sea. So these are, can resemble different type of difficulties.
可能是他这边讲到是山或平原或是海底，这可能代表各种不同的困难。
You say what God want me to say.
我们会说神要我们说的话。
Words of comfort and words of encouragement and words of the gospel.
可能是安慰的话、鼓励的话，或者是福音的话。
And I'll be what God wants me to be.
我会做神要我做的人。
This is not just a slogan.
这不是一个口头禅而已。
But this is something between ourselves and God.
这是关于我们和神的关系。
Are we willing or not?
我们愿不愿意
？God can see.
神看得到。
And maybe man cannot see, but God can see. You're willing or you're not willing.
虽然人可能看不到，可是神看得到我们愿不愿意。
So this is a hopefully an encouragement for every one of us.
这希望可以作为我们每一个人的勉励。
That we can be willing.
让我们可以有愿意的心。
To bring glory to God.
愿意把一切的荣耀都带到主面前。
So we will use this chorus to conclude our prayer.
我们等一下祷告用这首诗的副歌来结束。
Let us now kneel down and pray one accord.
同心跪下祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah.